Last month, Whistler's fire department was in good, but smaller, hands as four students from Whistler's local elementary schools took the reins of the Whistler Fire Rescue Service, WFRS, as part of the annual Fire Chief for a Day program. On December 2, Talia Mitchell-Pineda, Mia Lars, Graham Campbell and Jericho Lewitt got to experience what it is like to be Whistler's fire chief, at least for the day, after they won a draw during Fire Prevention Week. The students' day started with WFRS picking them up from school and taking them to the fire station, where they received a full tour of the department. While at the fire hall, the students learned how to use firefighting equipment, water hoses, ropes, and even day-to-day administrative work. Yet the day's highlight was an unforgettable helicopter tour of Whistler Blackcomb, the Callahan Valley, and Black Tusk sponsored by Blackcomb Helicopters. The tour even stopped at Rainbow Glacier, where the students got to play with some of the glacial snow. The helicopter tour was the coolest part of the day for grade 6 student Mitchell Pineda, who had never been in a helicopter, let alone one on top of a glacier. "It was amazing," she said. "I was a bit nervous when we started to fly, and the views were very beautiful, and it was freezing cold when we landed on Rainbow Glacier. I really enjoyed the day. If I had the chance to do it again, I would definitely do it again." The students got a perfect bluebird day for their flight, and though some of them were nervous as they took off, the feeling of unease settled down quickly. Following the flight, the students were given a free lunch at the old spaghetti factory before making their way back to school at the end of the day. The Fire Chief for a Day program is part of the annual Fire Prevention Week, which takes place from October 9 to 15 and marked its 100th year in 2022. During the week, students learn about fire prevention and the importance of planning an escape route with their families. WFRS Chief Thomas Doherty believes these programs are vital for educating the next generation. "I think it's important, because anytime we get an opportunity to educate anybody in public, regardless of their age, about fire safety and the things they could do to have a positive outcome, I think that's always a benefit," Doherty said. "So we start at the young age, they take that information home to the parents, and they discuss with the parents about fire safety and come up with their plans of escape and making sure their smoke alarms are working and functioning correctly. So anytime there's an opportunity, we need to take advantage of that opportunity and ensure that information is getting out to everybody." Doherty hopes the kids will keep the memories of the experience with them for the rest of their lives, and when it comes to choosing their futures, they think about firefighting as a career. "It's a good career and something that will stick in their mind for years. When you add in the benefits of our sponsorships from Blackcomb Helicopters and the old spaghetti factory, those memories will be with them forever," Doherty said. "When they get older, and they are reaching that time where they're ending high school and going into college or university, and those decisions need to be made about professions, we're hoping that maybe firefighting comes to mind for them."